Welcome to NHL Draft Class. Adam Kimmelman here, Mike Morial there. Mike, how are things as we get closer and closer to the 21 NHL Draft? The days are getting close to finding out what's going to happen.
Yeah, D-Day, right? Draft Day. And we're really looking forward to that, right, Adam? It's closing in, and we've had some great content here on NHL Draft Class, NHL.com. We're putting out the stories, some great content there, but this week is always a fun show. We did it last year, too. Al Jensen of NHL Central Scouting, he's the goalie guru there. He knows it all. And let's face it, Adam, there are points in the draft where you may decide to choose a goalie because it's a position of need within your pipeline. But if it happens to be in the mid to late first round, why not take a goaltender, particularly this year when it's so unpredictable? Maybe getting that goalie that's high on the lists of NHL Central Scouting would benefit your organization in 2 to 3 years.
Absolutely. And you look at the guys that are available, and we've talked about them on other shows. Jesper Wallstedt, who was a star in the Swedish Hockey League, Sebastian Kosa, and you look at the numbers, but the 6'6" and 215-pound frame, and you just sort of project the athleticism there. And Benjamin Gaudreau, who we watch at the World Under-18s, certainly he was the best goalie of that tournament without even playing in the OHL this season, because there was no OHL season. He didn't get the chance to go over to Europe like some of the guys that, some of the forwards and defensemen in that league did. So it's going to be even more interesting than usual when you wonder about how teams are going to set their goaltending assessment.
The importance of goaltending cannot be overstated or understated for that matter. All four teams, and John Williams made a great point of this on a show a few weeks ago, if you want to go back and listen to it. All four teams that reached the semifinals had goalies selected in the first round, right? Adam, Carey Price with Montreal, Vasilevskiy, the Lightning, Marc-Andre Fleury with the Golden Knights. He went one to the Penguins in 2003. Semyon Varlamov of the Islanders, he went 23 to the Caps in 2006. So, the last goalie to be chosen in the top 10, though, was Carey Price to the Canadiens in 05. He went number 5 there. So we could see, not only would Jesper Wallstedt be the first goalie chosen in the top 10 since Carey Price, but he's going to be the first Sweden-born goalie selected in the first round ever. So that's quite an accomplishment. And goaltending is huge. It's huge.
I still find that fact utterly amazing that we've never had, until this year, a Swedish goalie drafted in the first round. But Mike, you mentioned John Williams. We had him on a couple weeks ago to talk about the top prospects in the Western Hockey League. You can go back and listen to some of the older episodes of NHL Draft Class where we talked about the top prospects from the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League with JF Damfus from Central Scouting. We've talked about the top international prospects with Goran Stube. We've talked about the top Ontario League prospects with Joey Tanut. We've also had some of the top players on. So now's the time, as we get closer and closer to the draft, to catch up on some of the older episodes of NHL Draft Class, just to build your knowledge base so you know what kind of player your team is going to select when we get to the draft on July 23rd and 24th. But for now, we're going to focus on the goalies. So let's bring in Al Jensen from NHL Central Scouting. Al, thank you for joining us today on NHL Draft Class. How are things?
It's going good. Thanks, Adam. It's going really good.
So, Al, I know you've watched a lot of video of Jesper Wallstedt from Luleå of the Swedish Hockey League. He's the youngest player to appear in Sweden's U-20 league at age 14. He beat out the previous record holder in Victor Hedman. He tied Hugo Ahlenfeldt for most SHL appearances by a U-21 goalie this year with 22 games. So what exactly are you seeing? And would you consider him to be generational? I know that's a word we don't normally use for a goalie, but in this case, maybe we can make an exception, right?
Well, it'd be nice to make exceptions. He's a high-quality goalie, without a doubt. Mike, I've seen quite a few videos on him. But it's hard to – I hate to put that label on somebody at such a young age, putting that pressure on him. But he certainly has the NHL qualities in his game at this time to possibly be that type of goalie down the road. Like, you need those type of goaltending to win. You look at the finals, Vasilevskiy and Price in there. This kid is good for his age group right now. He is top notch.
Al, Sebastian Kosa from Edmonton, he's number 1 on the North American goalie list. he looks like he checks off a lot of the boxes NHL teams are looking for with that size, 6'6 and 210 pounds. 17-1-1 this year certainly jumps off the page. The 1.57 goals against, 941 save percentage. You know, you look at the numbers, you look at the size. Does he have the athleticism and the other traits that you need to be an NHL goaltender?
Yes, to answer your question, he definitely has the athleticism. There's a lot that I like about his game moving forward. Like even from his underage year, you can see that he's going to be a quality goalie, and we kind of labeled him as an A type of potential first rounder. And he backed it up with the quality year that he had. It was pretty much flawless, really, for especially at that age. His numbers were great. He's got the calmness, Adam and Mike, that you need, and the strength and the confidence. And for his size, he moves extremely well. Gives himself a chance. He battles hard. He never gives up on plays. You look at his positional play is good with his typical butterfly style. Great net coverage, whether it's flaring out his pads for the low corners. But then he also keeps his body upright in case there's a deflection, so he can use his shoulder or gloves. And when he does his movements in the crease, it's generally controlled. And he's so smart at reading plays. He was able to make a ton of cross-ice one-time saves by able to read the play in good positional play, being square to the shots. It's just a huge upside with him as well as Jesper. Like the two of them are really, I think, heads and shoulders above the rest of the draft class goalies right now.
Yeah, I'm hearing so many good qualities to Sebastian's game right out. I mean, I've heard comparisons to Pekka Rinne, led the dub in goals against average, save percentage, won 12 straight decisions to begin this past season. And I know he allowed 7 goals in his first 6 starts. So real good prospect there. And possibly we could see two goalies go in the first round. So that'll be interesting. But Benjamin Goudreau of Sarnia is an intriguing goalie to me with some question marks. His only action this season was for Canada at the U18s. He was lights out there. But let's face it, Al, he did play behind an impressive Canadian team there. But he was named best goalie at the tournament. How big a risk, if you might see a risk, is it drafting, Goudreau, or do you see a legitimate NHL starter someday?
Yeah, Mike, I had the privilege of at least being able to see him a lot in his underage year, in the last 2 years prior to that. So I have an understanding of the type of goalie he is and what he can bring, especially down the road. He's got a lot of good qualities. And the thing that might hurt him, I personally have seen him and I know him, but I'm sure there's a lot of teams that might have some question marks because he didn't play this past year other than with the under-18 Canadian team. I can see maybe they would have some question marks on that. But I see quickness, athleticism, battle. He competes probably better than a lot of the goalies I've seen. Technically, he's pretty good. I think his lateral quickness is good. If there was a downside, I thought he got a little bit anxious at times. And I think a lot of that was because he hadn't even played all year. And all of a sudden you're thrown in and a lot of the guys have played. So it's tough. But I did see a little of that in the previous couple of years. But he's young. He's a straight 03. He's got that. He dances around in the net. He's got great feet. And his recovery is excellent. When I look at him and watch, I see Jack Campbell, I see Tristan Jarry in him. That's what I see. I see because they move very well in the net. And I see Goudreau the same type of style as these guys. Will it hurt him in the draft with him not playing a lot? And it could, But it'll take some teams that actually know him and see what the potential is. Because these goalies here, most of these goalies, it's going to take 4 to 6 years before they get an NHL chance anyway. And there's lots of developing, and there's a lot of skills that he has for an NHL goalie guy to work with, to move forward with. So that's what you're looking with Goodrow there. I see possibly maybe in the third round, possibly that Benjamin might end up going.
So Al, I want to ask you a bigger picture goaltending question. You know, we've talked about Wahlstedt and Kosa as potential first round picks. We haven't seen two goalies go in the first round since 2012. I'm wondering, are teams approaching how they scout goalies differently now than they did maybe 10 years ago or even 5 years ago? And how much of that is because, you know, you saw Spencer Knight make the big jump to the NHL this season and really do well. And you saw Carter Hart go from 2016 draft pick to really outstanding play, you know, last season, 2 years after he was drafted. So, you know, like you said, 4 to 6 years for some of these guys, some of these goalies coming out now. But, you know, are mindsets changing where goalies are seen as being able to fight for NHL roster spots, starting jobs quicker? And is it because they're more developed now, or are teams just, you know, are those two guys maybe an anomaly, and that 4 to 6 year, you know, 2 years in junior after being drafted, 2 years in the AHL before being considered for an NHL job? I guess, you know, the question is, are teams approaching how they scout goalies differently now and changing, you know, the roadmap for when they could get to the NHL?
Yeah, you hit a lot on that, a lot of good points on that, Adam. I think teams do look at it a little bit differently, but at the end of the day, it depends on a team's situation, who they have in their development. But realistically, like Spencer Knight he's a phenom. He's got the NHL strength. He's got a lot of those qualities where some of these other guys, like Goodrow, for instance, he needs to develop a little bit of that. Where Carter Hart, he was so consistent for 3 years in junior out in Everett. And it depends on the situation. He goes into Philadelphia, he got a chance. The window opened a little bit for him there. I think it just depends on the situation. The goalies that are getting drafted, the goalies that are getting invited, I think we should have a mindset not to hurry the process. Just get that experience, wait 3 or 4 years after that, and then hopefully you've developed into something. Because when you get that chance, you have to be ready. And it's tough when you get there, because you want to stay there. I think another thing that the NHL teams are thinking too is, before it used to be the kids had to be 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". There's some good smaller sized NHL goalies that are playing really well. And Saros right now comes to mind. And he is so strong. His legs are exceptionally strong. That really helps him and his knowledge in the net. But he took a few years before he got his chance. It probably changes a little bit, Bob or Adam. But I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah, real quick, before I have one final question, but I just wanted to go back a bit. You said most goalies, and Adam and I talk about this all the time, we totally agree, it takes 3 to 6 years for these goalies to develop. Do you see that same type of situation for Jesper Wahlstedt as well? Or is he a little bit, since he's playing in the SHL, you know, doing well, obviously he'll play for World Juniors, you know, for Sweden in January. Do you see maybe Wahlstedt might be in a different category here of this draft class, where maybe 2 years he might be ready? What do you think there?
Yeah, I think you're right there, Mike. He is playing at a higher level. He's a big kid. He's very knowledgeable. He's got a lot of good skills. I could see maybe 2 to 3 years with him maybe getting a chance, maybe ahead of the other guys, but doesn't mean the other guys won't catch up. It's just, I think he might be ahead more physically right now and more experienced at this, at the higher level, to jump to the NHL. Like where Spencer Knight, like, yeah, he could end up being as quick as Spencer has been. And again, it's depends on who drafts them and who they have in their system, Mike. But looking at it, I could see Jesper because he seems more ready for it right now.
Is there any goalie outside the top five on Central Scouting's final rankings of North American goalies you feel could end up playing a significant role on an NHL team in maybe 4 to 6 years? If so, who is it and why would you say?
You know, like there's a couple goalies that come to mind. I look at like it could be any of the ones that we have on our list, but a couple guys, and for specific reasons, is that Francesco Lapena in Drummondville. He just came out of the woodwork. He kind of reminds me of Jose Theodore. Not a huge goalie, but his skills are absolutely excellent. He is fun to watch. And he had an exceptional year playing in Drummondville. I could see that down the road. I think once somebody gets, if somebody drafts him or where he gets drafted or wherever it is, they're going to see what they've got to work with here. And I think he's going to have a chance someday. I wouldn't be surprised to see him 4 or 5 years getting a chance. And the other guy that we've had on the list a couple of years is Cameron Rowe, played in Wisconsin. Big, strong goalie that just keeps getting better. He's got the size. He's got the strength. He's got the skills. And I could see a goalie coach getting a hold of him and working with him. And they've got a lot to work with this kid. So looking at this kid 4 or 5 years down the road, I could see him having a really good chance. He had an exceptional freshman year with Wisconsin, and he just keeps getting better.
That's great information, Alan. Guys, a lot of guys to keep an eye on, as we said earlier. We haven't had two goalies drafted in the first round since 2012, but this could be the year that changes. Thank you, Al Jensen from NHL Central Scouting, for coming on NHL Draft Class today.
Thanks, Adam and Mike.
Mike, there's so much good information there. We always get that from Al. But I think what stood out to me is the fact that, you know, I asked him about the timeline for goalies getting to the NHL and you know, the Carter Hart, who got there in 2 years, and Spencer Knight, who got there in 2 years after being drafted. And then you asked me about Jesper Wallstedt kind of being maybe on that same timeline versus, you know, 4 to 6 years after getting drafted that they're ready for the NHL.
Yeah, it's always critical to develop goalies, right, Adam? But it's been something that very few teams can do successfully. I mean, you know, a lot of it is not only identifying and drafting that talent, but your ability to kind of project, and then also having the right resources in place, that the right goalie coach that can see, you know, what their gifts are, see what their traits are, see what their skill sets might be, where their strengths are, and build around those strengths and work on those weaknesses as well. And it was interesting to hear Al did, you know, when he did say, so, you know, Wallstedt could be a step ahead of the rest of this class. And that's what we thought. Whatever team does draft him, I would expect, you know, possibly 2 years in the Swedish Hockey League. And then he might be, you know, he could be ready to go. What I think is interesting too, Adam, that kind of went under the radar was the Portland Winterhawks of the Dub acquired the rights to Wallstedt from Moose Jaw in June in exchange for a 6th-round pick in the 23 WHL draft. So Wallstedt was originally selected 46th overall by the Warriors in the 2019 CHL import draft. So I guess that's something to keep in mind too. If maybe Jesper wants to make that jump to North America to test the waters here in the smaller rinks, but overall, Wallstedt is that goalie. I think we all expect him to be, you know, in that 2 year range where he'll be able to come in and maybe have that impact, as you said, as a Spencer Knight and a Carter Hart.
That would be interesting, though, right? To see him come over, you know, pass up on a chance to continue playing again. I mean, there's pros and cons each way, right? Like, yep. He stays in Sweden. He gets a chance to play professional hockey, you know, against, you know, adults, you know, older, more developed competition. He comes over to North America, even if he's playing against guys his own age or younger, as you said, he's getting used to the smaller ice, which is such a huge thing as far as, you know, with goalies, with angles and knowing where the play is going to come from and being able to react quicker. So that's an interesting, because he'll also have the chance to play in the American League. You know, that's another option if he wants to do that, if he comes over next season. So there's a lot to think about there, but I think it's goaltender development, right? I think teams are putting more focus on it. We've seen it with a lot of teams adding, whether it's goalie development coaches, whether, you know, what Florida has done with their council of goaltenders that Roberto Luongo oversees. I think it's not like it was 10 years ago where you drafted a goalie and you just said, well, he'll figure it out because I don't know what I'm doing. We'll just let the goalie figure it out. Well, now you have resources in place around that goalie where he's constantly being developed, promoted, helped, whatever you want to call it. And I think teams are assessing the goalies differently. I think they're developing them differently. And I think that's what's allowed somebody like Spencer Knight to not just come up 2 years after being drafted, but, you know, excel. There's a chance he could be their number one goalie next season at age 20. You know, it's what allowed I know Carter Hart had a disappointing season this year in Philadelphia, but it's allowed him to become a legit number one NHL goalie because Philadelphia invested more time in their goalie development program. Florida obviously has done what they've done. So it's going to be interesting to see when that jump is made, not just for Wallstedt, but for Kosa, for Benjamin Gaudreau, for other goalies that get drafted this year.
Yeah, a real quick point off of that, Adam, is the fact when it comes to development, and I've spoken to a lot of scouts, some goalie scouts, and the game is trending more important for goalies to hold their feet, right, as much as possible, because the puck is moving so fast in today's game. It used to be, and Al mentioned this, right? You don't have to be 6'3", 6'4" to be an NHL goalie anymore. You can be a smaller goalie as long as you're fast and strong. And you have to be able to utilize and move on your feet. As soon as you leave your feet, it's so much harder and you're almost a sitting duck at that point. So I think the training, the development of these smaller goalies and even the larger goalies, you have to learn how to go side to side and the cat-like reflexes. It's all a part of it. But the development is very important. And when you have goalies that are playing professionally, as Jesper Wallstedt is in the Swedish Hockey League, I think it's a feather in your cap if you're able to get him in your organization, because most likely he'll be ready in 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. So let's shift gears a little bit here. There's a little bit of news coming out of the draft. William Eklund from Your Garden in the Swedish Hockey League was the winner of the EJ Maguire Award. Mike, you had the story on that. Tell people if they don't know what the EJ Maguire Award is and what it means.
Obviously, EJ Maguire was the director of NHL Central Scouting for so many years. And unfortunately, he passed away, lost a battle with cancer. But he was a gentleman, a man that we always used to see when we went to the final meetings, right, Adam? And he would be directing all the, those full-time scouts, asking them where players should be placed, getting votes, getting opinions from all those regional scouts as to where these players should be placed. And EJ always had that ability to, when discussing a particular player, to always give you the great adjectives, right? He made writing a story on a player fun because he was able to interject with that player, what he actually looked like on the ice, whether it be the water bug, right? He used the water bug thing so many times. And, it was just a pleasure to get to know EJ when we were able to go to those final meetings. And this award goes out to that player that shows that character, shows the enthusiasm, is able to overcome adversity. And William Eklund was able to do that this year. You know, he had an emergency appendectomy. He overcame a positive COVID-19 test. You know, I think, you know, there were some great signs and great things that Eklund did. He played on a line with Alexander Holtz, the New Jersey Devils, draftee from last year. You know, he scored 11 goals, had 23 points in 40 games with Your Garden this year. So I think it was a great choice for William Eklund. And, you know, he's the first international skater, Adam, to receive the EJ Maguire Award, which is quite an honor in itself. I had talked to Eklund on Sunday, the day he received the award, July 4th, in fact. And, he said he was ecstatic. He was so excited to get the award. He was speechless. And that's what you want to hear in a young kid who's up and coming and wants to do the best he can to reach the NHL.
Well, I think, and for us in particular, knowing EJ like we did, anytime anybody who wins that award, we sort of become a have a special relationship with them because we know who EJ was and what he meant to us, what he meant to, you know, the people at Central Scouting, what he meant to people around the league. So that's an award that is not given out lightly. And as you said, William Eklund certainly deserved it. He earned it. And it's hard to match. It's been 10 years since we lost EJ, but for those who know him, know how great a person he was. So that there's an award in his name is nice to know that his legacy gets carried on. There are a couple other stories on NHL.com worth mentioning as we ramp up our draft coverage here building to July 23rd. Mike, you had a really interesting story. You talked to a couple of scouts about Kent Johnson from the University of Michigan or Dylan Gunther from Edmonton. Who would they take? And I was interested to see how that would come out. And I was really surprised that it was 8-2 that the scouts would take Kent Johnson over Dylan Gunther. And look, both guys are going to be look like they're going to be excellent NHL players. Very different approaches to the game, but both offense first guys, big time playmakers, big time producers. I thought it would be a little closer to the 5-5, but you know, 8-2 over Johnson. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, it's interesting too. When I was, you know, talking and speaking with the scouts and asking them for their opinions on this, they all opened basically those that were in favor of Kent Johnson. They opened by saying I might be, you know, in the minority here. And then at the end of the discussion, I was like, well, you're in the majority. I mean, it's 8-2. And for the most part, Adam, and I can keep this short, it's most of these scouts when discussing Kent Johnson just saw the upside, the ceiling. He's not at his full potential yet. And yet he was able to do so much at Michigan. Obviously, he played wing alongside Matty Beniers at the University of Michigan this year. Two exceptional players that are going to go possibly top 10. We expect them to go top 10 in this draft. But I think it's the upside that everyone sees in Kent Johnson. Everyone knows what Gunther is all about. He's got that wicked shot, powerful shot. One of the scouts described it as an Ovechkin type laser that he has from the circle. He can play the PK. He does everything so well. He's going to be a high pick in this draft, and the team that drafts him won't be disappointed. But I think with Kent Johnson, you see a player with tremendous upside. You see a player. Look, two scouts mentioned Patrick Kane when they were describing Kent Johnson. And if you're a 6'2 version of Patrick Kane, I mean, sheesh, that's pretty ridiculous. So if he's able to keep up the development that he's taking right now, at some point when he reaches the NHL, the sky's the limit for Kent Johnson. I think that's what the scouts liked and why they would have chosen.
It'll be interesting. And I guess we're going to find out soon if Johnson's going to stay at Michigan or if he's going to come out. I guess Gunther at least is going to need one more year in Edmonton. But man, it's one of those situations where I don't think you can go wrong with either guy, right? No matter, no. You know, he's going to fill a need. If you need more of a playmaker, maybe you go Johnson. If you need more of that pop goal scoring, you know, off the wing, maybe you go Gunther. But yeah, 8-2 was a little bit surprising. But we've got a few other stories here on NHL.com. Our colleague Bill Douglas wrote a really nice piece on Caden Embarico, goalie from the National Team Development Program. I think in the story, he got somebody that said Embarico's got a personality like Marc-Andre Fleury from the Vegas Golden Knights. And if you've ever seen any interview, any sort of thing from Marc-Andre Fleury, you know that's pretty lofty comparison. And the family came over from Zimbabwe. Dad was a rugby star, so highly recommend checking out that story. And we've got some other stuff coming up on NHL.com, right, Mike?
Yeah, the stories keep piling in, Adam. We're going as fast and furious pace here in the lead up to the NHL draft, and we'll have stories on Luke Hughes. I know you did a real nice piece on Chaz Lucius from the NTDP and his recovery from his injury, which was exceptional. So there are a lot of good pieces upcoming. Keep on a lookout for NHL.com and our Twitter accounts as well, as we'll be pushing those pieces as well.
Yeah, the Lucius story was amazing. You know, he had a bone lesion on his knee, and he said that, just the recovery that he had to go through, 6 months off the ice, 6 weeks in a wheelchair, it was remarkable. But as you said, you can check out our stories on NHL.com. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at NHL Adam K. Mike is at Mike Morial NHL. And we've got some good stuff coming up, and we've got some good stuff coming up on NHL Draft Class. Right, Mike?
Yeah, we do. We're hitting the – you know, the home stretch here, and we'll have some additional shows. Obviously, we'll have our mock draft show upcoming real soon. So I know fans like to dig into that as well. So a lot to look forward to, Adam. Looking forward to it.
So download, subscribe, leave us a review if you like us. But for now, NHL Draft Class is dismissed.